Hi guys, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willie from the Nerd Element. I'm here at Motor City Comic Con with E.D.E. Bell. What does the E stand for?
My name's Emily, and that's actually my name, but you know, fantasy authors, it's pretty cool to have initials, so I went with that as my author name.
Cool. So how did you get into writing? Like, did you always want to be a writer, or did it just pop up on you? You're like, the characters were calling to you, so you're like, you had to write them? Like, what?
There's really two answers to that. One is I've always loved to read fantasy. It's always been my favorite. I grew up reading fantasy, and it's really one of my favorite things to do. And I did think about writing for a long time. I had a book idea when I was 19 about these robots that were slaves, and probably wouldn't have been a very good idea, but I've thought about it for a long time, and I got to a point where I just said, you know, why not? Why shouldn't I try it? And so I've really enjoyed writing ever since, and it's been something that's been a big deal for me. So
how many books do you have so far that's out?
I have two full-length novels that are published and another one that is coming out this year.
So tell us about them. Like, you can tell us about Spire Seeker and then about The Banished Craft. Like, what are they about?
So Spire Seeker was my first novel, and it was my play on classic, like, Tolkien epic fantasy, good versus evil, traveling the land. And it's full of all kinds of different elements. It's got elves that talk to animals, and it's just taken on this whole kind of magical other tone. And so it's classic, but it's different at the same time, and I'm really proud of it.
Now, when did you first read, like, maybe The Lord of the Rings or even, like, The Hobbit?
I almost don't remember how young I was, but I was probably in elementary school when I first started reading them. And I did start with Tolkien, but then I always really liked reading Tad Williams was something that I got into when I was younger, and lots of other things other authors have influenced me as well. And then of course getting into The Wheel of Time, which was, you know, my favorite series for a long time.
Are you like excited now that it's going to be a TV series?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel both ways about it. I'll definitely watch though.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there was like a kind of like a preview a few years ago, but then I was like, nah.
Yeah,
that wasn't a good one for sure. But so tell us about The Banished Craft.
So The Banished Craft is the first in a trilogy that is about a world that was accidentally split into two by a four-dimensional creature. You know, because that happens sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
And one of the worlds is run by dragons, and the other one is run by humans. And dragons think humans a myth, and humans think that dragons are a myth. And it's a really layered story that has all kinds of conflict and politics and personal relationships on both worlds while they try to figure out what's happening to their worlds and how to find a lost magic in order to save themselves.
So are the female characters playing like a pivotal role in your novels?
Yes, female characters do always play a prevalent role in my novels. I like to write diverse fiction. I write with a lot of my reviewers have noted that the males are strong as well. So I consider myself an equalist, and I like to write females of all different types, or females and males of all different types of backgrounds that are both strong as well as complex.
And now you have the second book coming out as part of the Banished Craft series.
That's right. The second book is called The Fettered Flame, and it'll be out officially on 1 September. And I'm really excited. The early reviews that have come in all say that it's better than the first book, so I'm really excited to even have taken it another level up. I'm excited about that. I promised my readers I would never do a bad middle book to a trilogy, so.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens, but at other times you're like, the second book is the best book ever!
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I can't wait for people to start reading it. So.
Well, I'm excited to read two of these books. Now, would you consider them young adult, or would you consider them just, you know, regular fantasy? Like, what kind of more specific genre?
I consider them fantasy, but they're really a blend of classic fantasy and kind of modern storytelling. They're popular among some young adults, but I don't market them that way because the themes are a little more adult-minded. But they are, especially considering a lot of the young adult books that are out there today, they're, you know, I consider that up to the parent, but I think they're appropriate for most young adult readers. But they're really more classic adult fantasy books.
Now, how did you come up with some of the story arcs for both of your books? Like, how did the characters, like, come to you? Like, was it just a random thought? Were there, like, dreams? Like, how did you come up with the story?
I feel like they almost in some way tell you. I know that sounds sort of silly, like the characters are talking to you. You come up with an idea for a character, and I usually think it's going to be different than it is. And then they start to, you kind of ask them, well, how would they react to this? How would they feel if this happened to them? And they start taking on a different personality than even you understood at the beginning. And it's kind of neat watching them tell you what they really, no, I don't feel that way, I feel this way. And it's just really, I find it very fascinating when that happens.
Now, for the Banished Craft, do we spend equal parts of time between the dragon world and the human world, or do we mostly spend maybe the first book in the human world and maybe in the second book the dragon world?
So that's a great question. A lot of times, so it...
Granted, I haven't read it yet, but I'm just no, wondering just in general.
It's meant to be equal parts between the two worlds. It kind of flips back and forth. Some readers, you know, like that more than others. Some mm-hmm. really enjoy both worlds and like the diversity of kind of going back and forth.
Right.
The first book has a little bit more focus on the human world, and the second book has a little bit more focus on the dragon world, and the third book will be sort of balanced between them, but all three books cover the storylines of both worlds kind of simultaneously.
Now, for your trilogy, do you have an ending in mind already, or have the characters spoken to you yet about an ending?
They're doing it right now. I do have the basic plot written out, but I'm about 10% done with writing the first draft of the third book. And of course, I had a set plot in mind, and I'm sticking to that, but then as the characters tell me different, and it's already happened, even in the second chapter, I took a big turn that I didn't expect to take because one of the characters started to kind of go a different way with it, and I thought, oh, this is great, I love this. I didn't plan it this way, but I like it better this way, so...
I mean, you know how some writers sometimes maybe have, like, writer block or just, you know, does it help you to plan out the book so you're able to write, like, you know, a number of words a day or just, you know, as much of the story that comes out of you each day?
Yeah, I do need to plan it out. And then so I already know in advance if I sit down to write what it is I want to write. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes that's a challenge, but then I can kind of brainstorm just on that one scene and not take it to the whole story. Say, okay, this is what needs to happen. How would they do this? What would make it more interesting? And I kind of work through that process.
Okay, now, what was your favorite, like, fantasy movie growing up?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I really watch as many movies as I really read the books. Like,
okay.
I think, looking back, I've watched, you know, a lot of the movies now as an adult. When I was a kid, it was really, my focus was really books. And like I said, in my mind, I think, I go back to Tad Williams, some of his imagery, you know, in his trilogy was so vivid in my mind that, you know, seeing the home of the elves and things like that, that it almost was like a movie to me. It was so visual.
Okay, well, thank you for your time. Emily.
All right.
ADE Bell. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much.
All right.